Yeah. Okay. Today is Daf Chaf Ches. We're starting Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, about five lines from the bottom from Reish Lakish Amar. Good to be back. Okay. Reish Lakish, Gemara's going to continue talking about the idea of this afterbirth, this placenta, whatever it is that's what comes out, or an embryo. Reish Lakish Amar. Shafir Shetirafuhu Bimeimov. So you have this vlad, that I guess was a regular vlad, and it sort of melted away in the water or in the melee, kind of disintegrated. So Reish Lakish says, Nase kimeis shenizbalbula tsuraso. It becomes similar, has the same din of a mace that lost its form. For example, if a mace is burnt or destroyed and you can no longer recognize its form, it is no longer metame. It's no longer metame. So this shafir, also same idea. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan was to hold to do there in the postgame as to whether or not the bodies from the crematorium that were destroyed and they were all into ashes, whether or not a kohen can be metapel them when you still have tuma. There's a rugged show that seems to make a difference as to whether disintegration took place before or after death.
Nachum brought up that thing yesterday, if it's murdered or not.
If you do what?
The case of that is only if the person has died by natural means.
Right.
I'm not talking about murder.
I'm talking about the you have the body.
If you're disarmed, they were killed.
Right. So there's a rugged shover that says that the difference. The Sudei says no. Even if, no matter what, even later, if the person dies of natural means, and then it turns into ashes, it's still going to be not tummy.
No,
it
has to do with the shear, the person being the full thing.
But here he's saying Nasha Kamesh is bubble Tsurasa. At what point in time when it loses its form, is it no longer metabolic? Okay. Amalei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish says to Rav Yochanan, the mace is bubble Tsurasa min alatar. Well, getting back, you say that it's like a mace is bubble Tsurasa. So how do you know that a mace is bubble Tsurasa is tower? So Eli Meha, if you can say you learn it from the following, the Amar Rav Shab Sai, Amar Rav Yitzchak Migidala. Or the Amrilei Amr of Yitzchak Migdala, same name that they used for Miriam, Miriam Magdala, it's the same place. Maybe it's from the same place. Right, so Amr of Yitzchak Migdala, he's from the town of Migdala. Amr of Shabsai, Mesha Nisraf. A mace is burnt, okay, it's totally burnt. Vishildo Kayemis, but somehow the form of the guf is still Nikar, it's still recognizable. Then it's tameh. It's still tameh. However, and ma'isa haya. So I guess the inference is that if it's, the form is not there, it's no longer tameh. And ma'isa haya, there was actually a ma'isa like this. The timulo, which is really, we'll give an explanation. Timulo pesachim gedolim, the tirlo pesachim ketanim. What happened was that the mace died in an ol. The idea with an ol is when you have a mace in an ol, so everything in that ol is tameh. You have a tefach that opens into another room. The tumah goes into the other room. And what happens if you have these closed doorways and closed windows? And they're under a lintel. They're outside the room. You're going to take the mace out. So which one is considered tameh? So if it's a fully intact mace, you only say that a pesach, that an opening, that's four tvachim by four tvachim, is tameh. Any opening. And it's talking about windows, any egress, regress possibility. Not just talking about a doorway, even windows or anything like that. That's four tvachim by four tvachim. That's tameh. Because there's a possibility that the mace is going to be removed through that doorway. However, anything less than four tefachim, tefachim ketanim, are not going to be tameh, because in order to get the mace through that, you'd have to dismember the mace, and that's nivul mace. You won't do that. You're just going to pull the mace out through the main doorways. So in this case, where the shildo was kayemes, right? So they were metameh the tefachim gedolim. They were metameh the big doorways, the same din of a mace shalem, but they were metaher the tefachim ketanim. Anything that was less than 4x4 tefachim, that entranceway is not going to become tameh ba'ol, because since the shildo, since the form was still in existence, their nidon like a full body. It's viewed like a full body, which is only in metameh the big doorways. So he said, so you say that the maisa was that they were timu psachim gedolim because the shildo was kayemis. So therefore, because dayakta minei, and your diuk was taima the shildo kayemis. The reason why it's tummy over there is because the form's still in existence. Halav hachi, but it had not been, the shoulder was eno kayemis, tahor. It would be tahor because it would be meshin spavot zurasso. That's the diuk you're making. I say, no, don't make that diuk. Let's make the diuk the opposite way. Adiraba, dok minola haigisa, be medayik from the Mishnah, the complete opposite. Shildo kayemes, if the form's in existence, who the tiarul psachim katanio? Only in that case were they metaher the psachim katanim, the small entrance ways. However, halav haki, meaning if the shildo was not kayemes, if the form was not in existence, psachim katanim namitamait and mayim. Not that everything would be tahor, but everything would be tamei, even the small ones. Because the only reason why we say the small ones are tahor is because you won't bring the body through there. If you're talking about ashes, I can bring ashes through a small window. So then even the small one can becomes tamei. So the chol chad v'chad, chazi la'puke chad chad ever. Because each entranceway, each window, each opening, you can pull something through. So everything is tamei. So don't tell me this is Uriah, that if it's misbabel and tsuroso, it's eino matame. I say misbabel and tsuroso, it still is matame. Not is it still matame, it's matame more windows, because it's smaller. So amali ravino ravashi. So Rav Yochanan says Rish Lakish doesn't have a raya. So Gemara is interesting though. The Gemara doesn't then ask, well then where is Rish Lakish's raya? The Gemara says, okay, so who does Rav Yochanan hold like? Which is interesting. Usually you would kind of like, why are they focusing so much on Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan just was dochik a potential raya for Rish Lakish. Right? We open up by saying Rish Lakish says, how do you know a Mishnah's Bible to Rasa Minalan? He gives a possibility. They dochik that possibility, and now we go back to Rav Yochanan and say, well, who do you hold like? Well, who's Rish Lakish hold like? So, what? So you should be focusing more on Rish Lakish just to figure out what his story, why, where he's. So I'm like Ravino Ravashi, Rav Yochanan who's cholik on Rish Lakish, Rav Yochanan the Amar Kiman. He says that even to shield those kayemes, it's still tamei. Who does he hold like? Which town does he hold like? So he said the verse says he holds like Rabbi Eliezer in a Mishnah in Olos, right? The Tanan, the Mishnah says. Afer Sirufin. So you have the ashes of people who were burnt. Okay? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Shi'uro Birova, Rova Kav. The shear of the Tumas Hames has to be a Rova Hakav. Mashma, right away, according to Rabbi Lezer, that even if it's not a Meshalim, these people were never, they were burnt. They were burnt alive, they were burnt dead, they were cremated. So all you have is ashes. Nevertheless, Rabbi Lezer is saying, if you have a certain shear here, a Rova Hakav, that is going to be Mitame. Even if it's the spot, even if the tzura is gone. So you see from the Mishnah that Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Elazar. And in that Mishnah, to answer the question we said before, the Chachamim argue, and they say that the Eifer Sirufin Matar. So that's Reish Lakish's Raya. He holds it to Chachamim. So why is Rav Yochanan going, Machlokas between the Rabbim and the Yachid, and Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish goes like the Rabbim, and Rav Yochanan is now all of a sudden going like the Yachid in that Mishnah? Seems odd. This just seems odd to me. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask, how do you have a possibility of cremating the body, burning the body, and the form is still in existence? Shildo kayemis. So Amar Abaye kigon shesarfu agabe kitavla. They burnt him on some sort of hard. I'm sorry, we have to translate it. Some sort of hard leather thing that I guess it has to be wrapped in it or something like that. And then it's not the ore is not nisraf with the mace. The leather doesn't, and so there's no mixture now between the afer or the mace and the afer of the ore. So it's just the form of the body. Rava Amar can go to Sarfra Gabe Apudarin. I think it's marble. They burnt him on some sort of marble. Ravina Amar can go into Achriche Icharuche. That the mace wasn't necessarily burnt and turned into ash. The mace was sort of like singed through and through. Like it didn't disintegrate into dust yet. It was just singed through and through. So you still have, you see that sometimes you still have that form of the body, but you don't. But it's not completely disintegrated into ash. Okay. Next sugya. Gemara's now talking about a woman who miscarries a full limb, a yad katucha or a regel katucha. So then the assumption is that if the full limb comes out, we'll see in the Gemara that a full limb came out, that there must have been a full fetus somewhere along the line, and that was either miscarried before or was going to be miscarried later. Tana Rabbanan, Hamapelas Yad Chasucha V'Regel Chasucha. A woman miscarries a full hand. I guess it has, you know, have the tzura. So you see etzbos, you see the fingers, or Regel Chatucha. Imo Tmeya Leda. We give the woman Tumas Leda. Right? We don't know whether it was a male or female, so I guess you have to give her the Tumma of the 14 days. You give her the 14 days Tumas Leda. However, the Ein Choshen Shem Miguf Atumbo. We're not choshesh that the yad or the regel came from that unformed body, which we've said earlier is not metamim b'leda. We assume it came from a body that would be matama leda. This is the first we're seeing of it. So we give her tumas leda at this time, because most women do not give birth to a vlad atum. Also, most women don't give birth to a hand, so I'm not exactly sure why, you know, where the robe comes in. But most women, the fetus is going to be developed. So when the hand comes off, it's got to be a hand from a fully developed fetus, and that would give that would give tumas leda. However, if this is of Rav Huna, the Amrit Tavaya, they give a caveat. Yes, there's tumas leda. We don't give her yemei tahora. You don't give yemei tahara here. He said the Amrit Tavaya ain't nosdim lad yemei tohar. You don't give it right. It would, if she's tummy leda, and we give her the 14 days of the. Normally, what happens was the rechosh is for zachar nekeva. So you give her 14 days of the of tumah, and the remainder up to the 40 days, which I think would be 27 days, 26 days for the man, for the boy. Right? Because rechosh maybe it's on both ends. Rechosh in the beginning, maybe it was a girl to begin with. Rechosh is a boy at the end. But here we don't give her any yemei tohar. Ein nosdim la yemei tohar. My taima. What's the reason? Because Ema, you would say, harchika leidasa. Maybe what happened was she didn't realize she miscarried a while back. That's when robe of the body came out. That's when originally the clock was set to start. We only find it out now, so we got to give her yemei tuma. But we can't give her yemei tohar because maybe she miscarried a while back and her yemei tohar are over. And any blood coming out now is going to be dam ziva or dam nida. It's not going to be dam tohar. So we can't give her the yemei tohar. Rashi says, Emar harchik leidasa rekama yamim sheyotzer rov avlad leivarim v'kvar avru v'lo yadina me'emas la'inimnei. We don't know from when to count. It doesn't get yemei tohar. So masiv Rav Yosef. So now the Gemara is going to ask the question of Rav Chizda, Rav Bar Huna from a Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says on tomorrow's daf, Hamapelas, a woman miscarries, Ve'ein yadua mahi pila. She doesn't know what it was. She doesn't know whether it was a zachar or a keva. So it's like we said before, it's teishev a zachar or a keva. She should sit, yemei tumah and the yemei tahara for both a zachar and a keva, which means she has more yemei tumah, less yemei tumah like a zachar, and yemei tahara, sorry, yemei tumah like a keva, the yemei tahara like a zachar. And now that's the case. The isok daita. Now, if you're going to be concerned about the fact, kol hai gavna, if you're concerned about the fact, then maybe, right, then maybe, the isok daita kol hai gavna, ema her. You're concerned about the herchika leidasa. So why do you have to say, teshe le zachon akeva? You should simply say, lisnei nida. You should say that she doesn't, don't just say more succinctly, she's a nida. Why do you have to say this whole thing of the Gemara should have said the Gemara, if you're worried about a previous birth, say that she's a nida, and therefore everything is tummy after everything is tummy. There's no yemei tohar. It's the same idea. Rashi says nisne lenida shechol damim shetira yutmeim shelo yula yemei tohar. By saying she's a nida, you know automatically it doesn't have yemei tohar. V'hachi ibar leila misne. This is what the Mishnah should say. I said it wrong. It says teishe v'zachol nekeva ul lenida. She should be sitting for the time of a zachor and a keva, which means 14 days, and for an ida, meaning following those times, she's already an ida. Right? Kolomar, shvayim din a keva metame below shumriya. She's tame for the first 14 days no matter what, even if she doesn't see any blood. The dilma in a keva habi, because maybe what was born was in a keva. But yemei tohar lo yiyela. She's not going to have any metoha. Shere kama yom shitzchila lele v'yetze rov ha'vahainu l'anida. She becomes an ida, so she should be choshesh. For Nida. So the Gemara answers, I can't say the words need in the Mishnah. Because if I say the words need in the Mishnah, we're gonna misinterpret. What are we gonna misinterpret? Our case is that Shibade gave birth. The question is just when. So she has to bring the Karbanos, and the Karbanos are valid, because she has a birth. If you say that maybe she's a Nida, if you use the word Nida in the Mishnah, then we're gonna have in our mind that there's a suffix, oh, maybe she didn't give birth. Maybe she's really only a Nida. And therefore her Karbanos won't be able to be eaten. You can't eat the Chatas. The Chatas bird is Nimlok. The Chatas bird is Nimlok. If it's not really a carbon, well, then it's a nevela. It can't be eaten. Let's see that inside.
Would it be nitpicking
with
status?
We would have misinterpreted her status had we written Nida. We know this is the case where she gave birth to something. The question is just simply when she gave birth. We see the hand now.
We're not questioning that. What she gave birth to, we're just questioning
when.
Right.
But if we say the words Nida implies that now we're questioning what the status is. We don't want to do that in that case. We don't want to have that misinterpretation.
In general, do you miscarry any point in the pregnancy
up to, not any point, but up to whatever the point is, where viability, and it's considered a valid.
Again,
41 days, whatever, or something like that. And it has the proper tzura. Like, it doesn't have, like, it's not like a crow or something, like all these other tzuras that we talked about. Right? The Chachamim, the Mishnah says, it has to have tzuras adam. It was just all the other sheetahs that talked about, you know, animals and this. But the Chachamim, they said right away, right, we spent a lot of time on that. But the Chachamim, that Mishnah, said right away, it has to be tzuras adam. Anything would have done. So Amar Abaye, eat tana lenida, if it said lenida, hava amina, we would have thought, mevia karban the einon echal. We think that she has a suffic leda. So suffic leda brings her kabbonis, but she can't eat it, again, because of the malika issue. Right, kamash malon, so that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention the word nida, the nechal. It only says zachar and nekeva, because that karban is vada eaten. She definitely gave birth to something. The question is what? So she definitely eats the karban. Right, Rashi says, hava amina, mevia karban the einon echal, the keva, the tana lenida, mashma dimsakale ivlad hava ilo. That's a suffix of whether or not she gave birth, but that's not our suffix. Kamash malan midelo tani lenida el zochar keva devade psidalan devlad hava mibey karba benechal. We definitely know she gave birth something. What's the suffix? The suffix is only zochar keva. Omiyo you may Torah less le aimer harchikale dasa. But and the suffix of zochar keva and also suffix of when that birth took place, now or previously. Well, if it took place previously, we have a suffix. We can't give her yemei tohar. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Hotzi uber yado vehechzira. The uber sticks out its hand and then pulls it back in. Shades of the Gemara and Bechoros. The uber sticks it and pulls it back in. So Rav Huna says, imo timeya leda. That's already timeya leda. Which is going to be a problem because that's not the halacha. The halacha really is that if it's a baby born normally, we'll see in a moment, it's the head that constitutes leda. If it's born breech, then it's rov evarim that constitute leda. So shenamar, but well, he has a pasuk. So Neamar, this is talking about by Leda of Peretz and Zerach. So Zerach stuck his hand out first, and what happens? By Yehibel Leda Tobi, Yosan Yad, Yitin Yad, he stuck out his hand, and the midwife tied a string around the baby's hand. To say Zenol Rishon, this one came first. So they, you know, to avoid all the Yaakov Esav issues, she's tied a hand. So Masiv, Rabbi Yehuda, so Yehuda asks a question of Amar Puna from the following Brisa. Hotzi Ib Ubar Es Yado, Ein Imo Chosheshes L'chol Dover. Stick in the hand, doesn't count for anything. Woman's not Chosheshes for anything. It's not a Bechor, it's not a Vlad, it's nothing. Doesn't count. So Amar Rav Nachman, L'didim Mefarshili Minei the Rav Huna. I can explain what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna is one who said that the Hotzi Uber's Yado, the Imos Tmeo Leda. That means, L'chush Choshashes Yimei Toar Lo Yavin La Denafik Rube. We're Choshesh for Tumas Leda, but let's say the baby stuck out his hand and she didn't really give birth for a while, so she's Choshesh Yimei Leda 14 days, but we don't give her Yimei Toar afterwards. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second, doesn't make sense. He said that the mother's not choshesh for anything. So you're telling me here now, we're choshesh for Tumas Leda. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Abaye, eino choshesh l'chol dover midoraisa. What it means is that she's not choshesh for anything midoraisa. Aval midorabanan choshesh. But the Chachamim were choshesh, and they added that she should have Tumas Leda if he stuck out his hand. So the Gemara says, wait a second. What do you mean midoraisa? Let's go the other way. V'ha krakamar. For the pasuk. The pasuk says, you stuck your hand out. That was the oldest. That was the bechor. The Gemara says, no, midorabanan across machtav amma. That's the typical answer when you have the pasuk and you don't want to go by the pasuk. It's not really, it's only midorabanan, like we said. And the pasuk is just an asmachta. The question, though, is, okay, if midoraisa, this is not nechsheves aleda, so what did the midwife do? Doesn't count for anything. What did the midwife do? Right? The pasuk says, "Vatikach amiyaledes, vatikasher al yado sheni lemor ze yotzer rishona." It didn't accomplish anything by tying at it, because it's not the bechor. It happens to be, if you look in the Ramban, look in the Orach Chaim, look at the other rishonim on the, they say in the Chlam, she did nothing. And she was mistaken. She was wrong. It doesn't count. That Peretz was the bechor. Peretz came out first, not Zerach.
She tied around
the one who stuck out of the hand first, which was Peretz.
He came out first.
No, she tied. Sorry, she tied around the other one, around Zerach, and Peretz I think came out first. So the Gemara is saying that Peretz is the bechor, or we came out first, because it only if you're motzi, when in order to constitute birth, it's either the head, and if you come out breech, it's the rove, of the avar, breech or miscarry, you know, chaticha to be rove. Okay. So, go ahead.
Why they mention that you tied it around the hand?
Right, it's a good question.
It doesn't accomplish anything.
It's a historical anomaly for no reason. What's the Torah's not a history book, so I don't know. I mean, he says the Torah Chayim in Bava Basra says that that's why Bava Basra says Mapelas. I don't know. You know, I don't know the answer. That's a good question. Maybe she thought. I guess maybe she thought. Maybe she. He brings down here from the Torah Shlema that she tied the hand because she thought that that one's going to come out first. It's going to continue coming out. She never thought it would pull back. I don't know. She didn't get to needle yet. She didn't make a scene. Okay. Hamapeles, a woman who miscarries. The Rambam says this case is not talking about a miscarriage. Well, I can talk about a tumtum and a androgynous. Right, a tumtum is you don't know, you don't see either sign, right? You don't see either sign of the zachrus and the kavus. And an androgynous has both signs. So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah says we can't be talking about a mapeles. So we're talking about a mapeles, then we have a dead fetus over here. If you want to determine what's a male or female, you can probably cut open the tumtum to determine what it is. If you can see, because it's hidden, you can probably see it. So he says it's just use the word mapeles because that's what we've been talking about for a while.
You can
just do a sniff, no? I don't know. That's what the Rambam says. He says the Mishnah is bioledes because so the Mishnah Achronos says the same thing because you can open it up. All right. So hamapeles tumtum. If you have a tumtum or an androgynous, teishev lezachar uvil nekeva. So you have to be choshesh whether this is a zachar or a nekeva. So you have to be sit the Yemei Tumah for the Nekeva, and then the Yemei Toar, I guess, would have to be possibly for a Zachar. As well, Tumtum Zachar, if you have twins, one's a Zachar, one's a Tumtum, you have to be Choshes that the Tumtum's in the Nekeva. So therefore, you have to sit the 14 days for the Yemei possibility that it's in the Nekeva, but you don't have the full Nekeva Yemei Toar, because maybe it was a Zachar. Right? Tumtum Zachar, androgynous v'zachar, teishev v'zachar nekeva. Now, tumtum nekeva, androgynous nekeva, teishev nekeva bovad. Then it's already in the nekeva, because you weren't mad, you have to sit for the nekeva. Even if the tumtum and the androgynous was a zachar, you had a full-fledged nekeva here anyway. So you have 14 days of you made tumah, and then you have the longer day, the 66 days afterwards of you made tahara. So it doesn't make a difference. It's no malav l'morid if the tumtum and androgynous were born with a nekeva. The Mishnah continues, this is what we mentioned before. Yotze mechutach, if the blood's coming out cut up, you know, it's aver, o mesuras, which I think means breached, it's mechutach means mechutach, it means it's flipped. So then, mishe yotze rubo, when robe of the body comes out, hare hu kiyolo, that's considered a leda, and at that moment forward, the mother is tamei tumas leda. Yotze kedarko, if it comes out normal, right, which is derech rosho, with the head coming out first, Ad sheyetze rov rosho, until rov of the rosh comes out. What's considered rov of the rosh? Mishayatza padachta, which I believe is the forehead. When the forehead comes out. The question is, now, what about someone who's born as a C-section? Or never come, at what point in time does the mother get tumas leda? Right, so there's a machlokas. I remember there's a machlokas somewhere that says, Rav Shimon, I think, says that there is none. Right? There is, it's not considered birth. Right, but the Chachamim say there is, that she does, it is considered a leda. I'm curious, maybe it's the same idea, once the, I don't know.
What's the difference between the 805 or 815, in terms of nighttime?
No, that's not a question, because remember, when she touches something.
She's lying there, I mean, I don't know.
So she's lying there, and she has a Kleenex to her. What moment of time? Talking about that time back then, when Tumah Tahara was a big idea, so whatever she touches has a status.
One came out regular, one came out with a C-section.
Yeah,
what's the status of C-section?
We had a case, right, when Shimon said, it was a Shimon or someone said that a C-section doesn't count as a leda, that's kind of margin. Right. I'm so saying, according to my number, it says a C-section does count.
Right.
At what point in time does the tumor leda begin? Because here we're talking about, you know, coming out of the birth canal. There's a shiloh, so also what happens if they use forceps? Does that count? That's what maybe what Moses should do. Use forceps.
And he talks about tumas leda then?
No, he talks about whether or not it's
rooted. Right, rooted before, but it's the same concept, I guess. So it's not, I mean, I don't know. Okay. Gemara. Okay, the Mishnah, the first thing of the Mishnah was that if you mapeles, a tumtum or an androgynous, you sit for a zachar or a nekeva. And the second time it says if they're twins, a zachar and androgynous, or a zachar and a tumtum, you also sit for zachar and nekeva. So why do you need both? So hashla tumtum lechudei, if a tumtum by itself, or an androgynous lechudei, or an androgynous by itself, amar teishev zachar nekeva, they alone force you to sit, have a suffix, whether it's a zachar or nekeva, so tumtum a zachar, androgynous a zachar, mibai, does it make, of course, same idea. You still have the tumtum in there. The tumtum is a suffix zachar nekeva. So who cares if it was born with another zachar? I still have the suffix. In itself has a suffix of zachar nekeva. So what's it teaching me that it has a zachar born with it as well?
When you say zachar nekeva, is consecutive terms or just the longest? Because female is the longest.
No, what happens is that if you zachar nekeva means that you have to have your machmir on both ends. So her yamei tumah, the mother is like a nekeva, so it's 14 days. And her yamei tahara,
the less
amount. So right. It's whatever for the boy minus the 7 extra days that you sat. So the boy usually gets like 33, so you have to do 33 minus 7, which leaves you at what?
26.
At 26 days, yeah, as opposed to the full fledge. But also you don't get in the cave, and the cave would go further out, but we don't. We machmer on both ends. So the Gemara says, itzrich, something that we saw a few days ago, ma'u detema, you would have thought that there's no suffix. Why? However, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak. Rabbi Yitzhak said, Isha mazaris tchila yol lezachar. If the woman emits seed first, then it's the baby's gonna be a male. Ish mazriya tchila, if he admits seed first, you'll let us nekeva. So Ema, so you would think, midahai zachar, what's the case? The case is twins. One's a zachar. Ah, it's a zachar. Must be that the woman was mazriya tchila, so there's no suffix. So the tumtum and drug also has to be a zachar. Right? See, that's what you would think. Midahai zachar, hanami zachar. And also fakir. This is nekeva, this is nekeva. But in the case doesn't make a difference. But so kamash malan, Ema, shneyam hizriya bavas achas, they admitted that simultaneously. So Zozachar was on a keva, and one became a Zachar, and one became a keva. So you still have the suffix. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Rav Nachman says the name of Rav. Tumtum the androgynous Shera'u Lovein O Odem. You have a tumtum and an androgynous. I'm not exactly sure how this applies for both, but you have a tumtum and an androgynous that they either saw a Lovan, which looks like Tumas Keri, Valkeri, which would mean that your tummy, because you're a man, as Valkeri, or O Odem. Saw some sort of red discharge, a bloody discharge. So they saw one or the other. Some stomach, their tummy. And we figured out which one is which. We figured out. So Mara says, no, Ein chayavin al bias mikdash. If this tumtum or androgynous who saw one of these things come out of their body, one of these clothes, if it is nichnas to the mikdash bishkaga, you're not going to be chayav the carbon olive yored. Usually a tummy who's nichnas into the mikdash is mechayav the carbon olive yored. But here, since they're not vaday tameim, why are they not vaday tameim? Because maybe the white discharge is nothing because it's a female, and maybe the red discharge is nothing because it's a male. So it would make no difference. So if they would bring their carbon, maybe it's chulon lazara. So they are not chayav and albias mikdash to bring a carbon. They ain't sold from aleim as a truma. And if they touch truma, what do we do with the truma? We're tolling it. It's a suffix. We can't burn it because maybe it's truma. We can't eat it because maybe it's tameim. Because if it's a male, then he's a balkari. If it's a female, she's a neither or a zava. But if it's bakert, then they're neither. Then they're nothing. It's just the flow of nothingness that came out. Right? The ain't sore from a lame as a truma. Right? Okay. The Gemara says, but ra'u lovin ve'odim ke'echad. Let's say they saw the white substance, like a Valkyrie substance, and a red substance, the needle substance, at the same time. They needed both. So, mimanushach. Whether it's a zachar or a keva, there's tumah here now. If it's a zachar, it was the keri that's made a tummy. If it's a red, then it's the nida made a tummy. So the Gemara says, still, ein chayav al bias mikdash. There's still no chiyav of bias mikdash, right? Because the idea of being sent away from the machaneh, from the mikdash, doesn't apply to a tumtum and androgynous. We'll see that from the pasuk later on. Aval sor from aleim as a truma. But we now can burn the truma. Because there's vadei tumah here. Right? It's Vaday Truma. Rashi says, the last Rashi, Roa Odin Beloving Echad, to be Manashav Tameh. But a few Hachin in Tumas first time. There's a reason for the Pasuk. So the Gemara asks. Right? It says, Aval Sor Pnei Satruma, Shene Amar. How do we know, according to Rav, that the Tumtum and Androgynous still do not have to bring the carbon olive Yorid if they walk into the base of Migdash, even if they had both flows? So he says, the Pasuk says, in Nemar, by the pasuk of being sent away from the mikdash, it's a savus mei Yisrael v'yishalchu min amachneh kol tsarua v'chol zav v'chol tamei lenefesh mizachar v'ad nekeva. The word says tishalchei yolel mechutz l'machneh tishalchum zachar o nekeva. Rashi says, so Gemara says, this only applies to zachar v'adai v'nekeva v'adoyis below tumtum and androgynous. Doesn't apply to a zachar. It only applies to a full fledged zachar and a full fledged nekeva. And these, I guess, they're viewing them as suffix, as it's not there's a suffix zacher, suffix nekeva. The Aruch HaNer asks, well, if that's the case, that doesn't apply to them, so maybe they can mechatila walk in. Maybe the whole concept doesn't exist. We only said that you can't bring a korban over Yored. Well, the pasuk seems to indicate that the whole concept doesn't apply to them. So the Aruch HaNer asks, well, maybe they allow mechatila to walk in. There's nothing wrong with them. He doesn't know. He's misupik about that as well. Okay, Tosos and Tosos Rosh, they ask a question. We may have a suffix, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a suffix. He knows for sure whether it's a zach or a keva. So how can you possibly say that they can walk in, that they could potentially walk in? Sorry? Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on. What? Yeah. I know who's coming in. Well, anyway, so Lema Misayile, let's bring a raya to Rav, right? Let's bring a raya to Rav about the idea again that Tumtum or Androgynous that sees both flows still doesn't have a problem, doesn't have to bring a korban over Yori. Quotes of Brysa, Tumtum and Androgynous Sharo Lovin Oodem, if they saw either Lovin white or red, ain't Chayav Ma'abias Mikdash, there's no Chiyav Abias Mikdash, ain't Sarkham Alem in the Truma, they don't burn the Truma. But Ro Lovin Oodkachas, if they see the Lovin and the Oodem at the same time, again, ain't Chayav Ma'abias Mikdash, and all Sarkham Alem is the Truma, but they do burn the Truma. You're right. Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason why there's a difference between the Truma and the Bias Mikdash if you see both flows at the same time? Lav Mishum Shenemar is not because the Pasuk says, Mizachar and the cave to Shacheyu, Zachar Vada in the cave of Dais, Lotum to Androgynous. That would be a riot, that's exact Rasha of Rav. That's what the my timer is not the Bryce, the my timer is trying to explain what the Bryce's reasoning is. So if you look at the Bryce's rule, the Bryce's rule lines up with Rav, must be because of the reasoning of Rav. So you have a riot. So Gemara says, no, Amar Ulo Lo, that's not a riot. Hamani, who does this Brysa go like? It's Rabbi Eliezer. This Brysa goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Ditznan, let's read first. It's Mishnah in Shavuos. By the Tame, who was Shogig, and walks into the base of Miglish, the Pasuk says, O Nefesh, Asher Tiga, Benivla Sheretz, Tame, Benela Mimenevu, Tame, Ba'ashem. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, you have to, in order to be Chayav, you have to know what you were Tame from. You have to have a knowledge of the Tumah. As you see, as you extend it from here, this androgynous Tumtum doesn't know whether he's Balkari or Anita. Doesn't have that knowledge. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, Hasheretz Venela Mimenu, Ad He'elem Sheretz, your shkoga has to be that you forgot that you were Nitma, but you knew you walked into the Migdash. Hu Chayav. The Enu Chayav al He'elem Migdash, but you're not Tame if you forgot or didn't realize that the place that you were on is the Makam of the Migdash. Right? For Bikiva Omer Benela Mimenu Hu Tame, Al Helem Tumu Hu Chayev Einu Chayev Al Helem Mikdash. Same thing. The only Chayev if your Shogeg is if you neglected or forgot the fact that you were actually Tame, but you know that you're walking into the base of the Mikdash. So what's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and between Rabbi Kiva? They're saying the same thing. So Armina and Mai Benayu. What's the difference? And Gemara Shuos and Daf Yud Ches. Amar Chizkiya Sheretz Unevela Iku Benayu. It's whether the tumah is from a sheretz or a nevela. The Rabbi Lezer Savar, by Inan Adi Yadu Ibe Sheretz Itame, Ibe Nevela Itame. You have to know whether or not the tumah came either from a sheretz or from a nevela. You have to know what the tumah came from. Rabbi Kiva Savar Lo Bainan. It doesn't matter. As long as I know I'm tame, that's sufficient. That's sufficient. As long as I forgot. How's that work? Right, so the case was where you have a sheretz and the veil in front of him. He touched one. He doesn't know which one he touched, and then he forgot that he became tame and walked into the base of English, and then he remembers afterwards. So it has to be where you didn't know, where he didn't really know. When he remembers later, he doesn't remember whether it was a sheretz or a veil. So lav amar Rabbi Lezer Hasam. You see over there, Rabbi Lezer says, "Yivayina the yada ibe sheretz itami udveil itame hachinami." In our case, ibelovin itami ibeodim itame. So that whole reason why he doesn't bring the carbon all over your reign is not because of the drasha of Zachar in a cave like Rav. The reason why he doesn't bring it is because he doesn't know, he doesn't have sufficient knowledge as to where the tumah stemmed from. Right? So Rabbi Kiva, the Amr Yishum Tum L'chayev, according to Rabbi Kiva, says all you have to do is know that you became Tameh, so Hachanam Yishum Tum L'chayev. So to here, according to Rabbi Kiva, you would say the Tumtum and the Androgynous, if they row a Lovein and Adam, they would bring a carbon all over your reign. Because you don't have to know what you became Tame, you just have to know that you did become Tame. And this person is definitely Tame. So therefore there's no Raya to Rav. Because maybe the Bryce is ongoing according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva will argue. So the Gemara is, now the Gemara is asked on Rav. V'Rav, Maishna Bias Mikdash Dula. What was the reason why you said that there's no karban all over Yorid by Bias Mikdash by coming to the base of Mikdash when you're Tamei? It's because you pasuk you quoted was it says Mizakar Vad Nekev Tishlachayu Zakar Vad Daim Nekev of Dais Velo Tum Tum Ben Drogulus. So Ihachi, if that's the case, Shumanami. You should be the same. It's same thing by put truma. You shouldn't burn the truma. Why? Lo nisrof. The pasuk there says also va'zov ezovul zachal nekeva. So let's make the same drasha. Zachar ba'adai nekeva ba'adais below with tum tum and androgynous and not tum tum and androgynous. Moreh says no. The zachar nekeva the truma we need for a different drasha. Hahu mi ba'ali lichad Rabbi Yitzchak. We need that for the drasha Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak lezachar l'rabbis hamatzora l'mayinosav below nekeva l'rabbis hamatzoras l'mayinosav. Basically, what they're saying is that. Zachar, let's go to the Zachar case. The Zachar is the Rabba Mitzorah. You're makish a Mitzorah to a Zav regarding all the emissions from the body. Same thing in the Keva, you're makish her to a Zava regarding all the emissions from her body. Meaning, by a Zav, anything that comes out from the goof of the person, the rope, the urine, it all has a din of the Avatuma, and it's Matama anybody who touches them. So too, the Mitzorah, the wellsprings of the Mitzorah, whatever emits from the Mitzorah has the same din, they're Avatuma. So if the urine of the Mitzorah has the same thing as the urine of the Zav, and it's an Avatuma. That's what the Zachar and the Keva comes to teach us over there. So the Gemara says, Hai Nami, well, if that's what Zachar and the Keva means by Truma, so maybe that's what Zachar and the Keva also means by Tumas Mikdash. Maybe Rav doesn't even have a Pasuk over there. Hai Nami mi Boi Lei. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says the Zachar and the Keva by the Truma we need for a drasha. Zachar and the Keva by the Tumas Mikdash we also need for another drasha, not for Rav. What would that drasha be? Hanami Baile mi sheyesh lo tara b'mikva prat l'kicheres div Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that Zachar and the Keva by Tumas Mikdash comes to teach me that we need that drasha to teach us that the whole din of not being allowed to come into the mikdash when you're tamei, that only applies for somebody who has the din like a zachar and a keva, meaning somebody or something that becomes tahor the same way a zachar and a keva becomes tahor, which is going into the mikvah, comes to exclude a klicheres. So the klicheres that's not a klicheres that becomes tamei, there is no problem of being born into the mikdash because it doesn't become tahor via mikvah because it doesn't have mikvah. You have to break it in order for it to become tahor. So I need Zachar and a Keva in that case for the idea of Kli Cheres, not for Rav's case of the Tumtum and Androgynous. So Gemara says, Im Kain, if the whole limud over there was only of the din of Kli Cheres, Nichtar Rachmana Adam. It should say, Adam Tishalchehu. And then Adam, I can know, it applies to humans. Whatever applies to humans, which is Mikvah, I don't know it doesn't apply to Kli Cheres. The Arichas of Zachar and a Keva tells me that it adds the concept of the limud that we're talking about, not to a Tumtum and an Androgynous. The Chitema, and if you would think, E Katsa Rachmana Adam, maybe if it said, who says? If it just says Adam, so Adam means only humans, how would you have learned other clay kalim, a metal kli? It says Adam. Adam is only humans, not a metal kli. So because of Adam, Rahman Adam, Havamina, kli matkos lo, maybe kli matkos would not be included, and therefore the Torah writes Zachar and Akeva. And that's why the Torah is writing Zachar and Akeva. So Zachar and Akeva is again to include the kalim, and that it's not left over for the Tumtum and Androgynous limud. Just have to hold, keep going back as to what stage we're at. So the Gemara says no, because it says in a different part in that parsha, it says maybe chol tamei nefesh nafka zachar kevel. I'm leaving the rab. It says somewhere else chol tamei nefesh. So chol tamei nefesh means a human, means an individual. So you make the limit over there that anything that becomes tahor the same way a human becomes tahor, that's via mikvah, that excludes kli cheres. So Kli Cheres is excluded from over there. Zachar Nekeva is now left free. Zachar Nekeva is left free for the limud of Rav. That I mean Zachar Nekeva and not a suffix Zachar. So it's not Tumtum and not an androgynous. Right? So the Gemara says, Ve'ema kule lichad Ravu dasa. Why don't we just say that Zachar Nekeva... Oh, I said it wrong. I got to go back. It says, V'chol tamei lenefesh. V'chol tamei lenefesh. No, I said it right. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema kule lichad Ravu dasa. Let's just say that the whole thing is like Rav. And it doesn't come to my Kli Cheres. Forget the Kli Cheres drasha. So it comes like Rav. The drasha is Tumta is Zachar Nekeva, Zachar Vadai Nekeva Vadais, exclude Tumtum and Androgynous, and there's no limit about the Kli Cheres. Why are you going on this Kli Cheres tangent? So Gemara says, Im Kain, Nichtov Zachar Unekeva. It should just said Zachar Unekeva, my Mi Zachar Ad Nekeva. Why does it say the extra from a Zachar up until a Nekeva, right? Ad Kol Dabashish Lotahara Vimikvi. Can we learn both? until anything that comes has its tumah removed by going into a mikvah. So ihachi, if we're going to be able to darshan from the pasuk of mizachar ba'ad nekeva, that, like Rav says, that the idea of tumas mikdash does not apply to a tumtum and a droginus, right? Ki itme bishar tumas lo v'shayachu. Why is the case stafka given if the tumtum and a droginus saw red, saw keri? The whole concept doesn't apply to tumtum and a droginus. Even a tumtum touched a mace, it shouldn't apply. The pasuk according to Rav is that the parsha of tumas mikdash v'kotchav doesn't apply to a tumtum and a droginus. So why is the example given dafka if he saw keri and or red? So it says Amar Kra is a v'chi itme bishar tumas lo shachu. So Mar says no, that's not the din. Amar Kra, the pasuk says mi zachar unikeva mi tumas haporeshes min azachar. It only applies, meaning the exemption, the exclusion, only applies to tumas that come out from the body. That's why he had to give the example of the white flow or the red flow. So then the Gemara asks, the kol hecha dixiv mizachar ad nekeva lemaute tumtum in a droginus hudasa. What every time it says mizachar nekeva, it comes to exclude the idea of a tumtum and a droginus, that they're not involved in this parasha. But hagabi erichin, when some say erichin, right? The halacha says by erichin dixiv hazachar, right? The pasuk says ish ki yafin ned erichav nafshos l'Hashem. It says right, it says zachar, right? It doesn't say b'hayi erichav hazachar, and then vim nekeva v'tanya hazachar v'lo tumtum and a droginus. Then you can't. There's no erich for tuntum and androgynous, it's only for zachar keva. So yachal lo yeh be'erach ish. You may think that okay, if I'm marich at the tuntum, so he doesn't get the erachin of an ish. Maybe he gets the erachin of an keva. But yeh be'erach isha. Tamalomer has zachar in the keva. Zachar vaday in the keva the vadois. Below tuntum and androgynous, meaning that there is no concept of being marich at tuntum and androgynous. But what's the reason that they give? Taimo diksev has zachar in the keva. It's has zachar in the keva exclude tuntum and androgynous. Ha mi zachar in the keva lo mamai. Had it said the word that we have now, mizachar ba'ad nekeva, there wouldn't be mimayit. So why are you telling me here, zachar min nekeva is mimayit tumtum and droginus, but by erichin, we need a different limud. We can't use mizachar ba'ad nekeva. The Gemara says, ahu mi ba'ile, no, but the pasuk says, zachar nekeva by the erichin, mi ba'ile l'chalik bein erich ish le'erich isha. It was there, the zachar nekeva is not teaching me about tumtum and droginus. It's teaching me that there's a different erichin for a zachar and a nekeva. One I think is 50, one is 30, for the full-fledged one. Rashi says lechalik hilchach lav hey e lav havamina. Sorry, e lav havamina v'im lo m'may tumtum. About hacha v'dehavli the mitzvah of adam. In our case, by the tumas mitzvah v'katchav, it should have written adam. Ksiv zachar nekeva shma min l'drasha. That comes from an extra drasha. By erichin, it's not coming from the drasha. It's needed for the actual pshat of what's going on to make a difference between the amount of an erichin for a male and an erichin for a female. But by our case, the tumas mitos mekachov, but it should just simply said adam. But the fact is that zachar nekeva, that comes to exclude the tumtum v'nei androgynous. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.